From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Last month, a real estate company from Miami filed for the right to drill wells in order to explore the oil possibilities in southwestern Broward County. Cantor Real Estate LLC is in the process of looking into the feasibility of opening up oil wells. Now, the oil industry has not been synonymous with Florida, but there are a little more than 160 oil wells in the state pumping out 2 million barrels a year. What would it mean to have more oil wells churning in South Florida? Joining us now is Dr. Edward Glab. He's the director of the Global Energy Forum at Florida International University, and he's been working in the energy industry for 35 years. Dr. Glab, southwest Broward County, is it possibly sitting on some big reserve that we don't know about?
I doubt it very much. If you look at the data that's been gathered by the U.S. Geological Survey as well as the Department of Energy's Energy Information Agency, and they update these estimates on a fairly regular basis, last time they looked at potential Florida reserves, they were about 38 million barrels. How much is 38 million barrels? It is less than 0.1% of total U.S. reserves. So the potential in Florida to produce significant amounts of oil is simply not there, as far as we know.
How far do we have to dig in Florida to get to those reserves?
It's pretty deep. I believe around 11,000 or 12,000 feet. At the depths of the wells to find the oil. At least the Energy Information Agency maps that you can find online do not show any exploitable shale in the state of Florida. Of course, that's for because of the millions of years of geological development in Florida, which is has been much different from much of the rest of the United States.
I wonder, too, if technology, as it changes, if we can dig deeper and go farther, that maybe we'll find more. Under Florida?
Well, that's possible, certainly. I would not rule that out. Again, because historically this has not been a focal point for oil exploration. We don't have the geological data. We don't have the kind of seismic work that we need. That's why they're doing a lot of seismic work in the Atlantic right now, off the Atlantic coast, to make that sort of determination. But keep in mind, the deeper you drill, the more expensive it becomes. And with the price of oil at under $50 a barrel, your long-term outlook needs to be pretty bullish if you're going to be spending millions or hundreds of millions to drill for oil in Florida.
You know, environmentalists and conservationists are saying that this is a terrible idea, this idea of drilling for oil in Broward County. It's in the Everglades, and that there are too many risks to the ecosystem. What do you say to that?
I agree. As I've said before, if you do a risk-benefit analysis in terms of the amount of oil you could possibly find here, and you look at the very complicated ecosystems, because there are many different ecosystems interdependent on one another in the Everglades, and you look at it as a cradle of life for the Gulf, you have to ask yourself whether it's worthwhile risking that, putting that at risk for a couple of barrels of oil. Is the juice worth the squeeze? And looking at the ecology, the amount of oil, the potential for an accident, even though it is very low, personally, I would say we don't really need to do it.
I'd also imagine, too, is land ownership and, of course, what the municipalities, the local governments are going to have to say. And I wonder if you hadn't seen that kind of battle anywhere else in the world, what do you expect is going to happen here?
It has happened in the past that various local governments, state governments, have decided they simply don't want a certain industry in their state or in certain counties in the state. Keep in mind, too, that almost all of the oil that's been produced historically in Florida has been produced up in the Panhandle. It has not been produced in the Everglades or anywhere near there. So I think, you know, as long as we keep whatever we do far away from the Everglades, we'll be in good shape.
We've been talking with Dr. Edward Glab, director of the Global Energy Forum at Florida International University. He has spent 35 years working in the energy industry. Dr. Glab, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you very much, Luis.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.